this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
VOA News. I am G. Abbey reporting. Russia pulled off an unprecedented and widely successful campaign to influence America's political conversation during last year's presidential campaign. That's according to experts who testified Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Cybersecurity expert Clinton Watts of the Foreign Policy Research Institute said Russia hopes to win the second Cold War through the force of politics as opposed to the politics of force. He detailed Russia's use of cyber attacks and an elaborate disinformation campaign to confuse U.S. voters and pit Americans against each other. The testimony confirmed what lawmakers of both parties have been saying for months. Senator Mark Warner, the committee's vice chairman, used his opening statement to sum up Russia's interference. He also touched on the ways that Trump associates may have been connected to the Kremlin operation.
As the U.S. intelligence community unanimously assessed in January of this year, Russia sought to hijack our democratic process, and that most important part of our democratic process, our presidential elections. As we'll learn today, Russia's strategy and tactics are not new, but their brazenness certainly was.
Senator Mark Warner. The White House confirmed Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit the United States for talks with President Donald Trump on April 6. President Trump will host Xi for 2 days at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. A White House statement said the agenda will include global, regional, and bilateral issues of mutual concern. You're listening to VOA News. The White House on Thursday defended a bill recently passed by Congress to repeal Obama-era internet privacy protections, saying the move is meant to create a fair playing field for telecommunication companies. White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated President Donald Trump's support for the plan to repeal a rule forbidding internet service providers from collecting personal data on users. Spicer said the Obama administration's rules reclassified internet service providers as common carriers, similar to hotels and other retail stores, treating them unfairly compared to edge providers like Google and Facebook. Repealing the rules, he said, will allow service providers to be treated fairly and consumer protection and privacy concerns to be reviewed on a level playing field. Critics of the repeal bill say it could put the internet browsing histories of private citizens up for sale. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Thursday in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as allies examined their next steps in the campaign to defeat Islamic State militants and stabilize the refugee crisis in the region.
Today's conversation is built on three mutual long-term goals: working together to defeat Daesh, ISIS, building stability in the region, and bolstering economic ties between our two nations.
Turkey has been a NATO ally since 1952.
Over the past 18 months, the U.S. military's ability to operate from Turkish bases has enabled us to increase operations against ISIS by 25% without the utilization of any additional aircraft required.
Tillerson is looking to build on progress from last week's meeting of coalition partners in Washington. SpaceX has successfully achieved a major milestone in its roadmap to the stars: reusable rockets. The U.S. space transport company on Thursday launched Falcon 9, its first rocket to complete an orbital mission, be recycled on Earth, and then sent back into orbit, a key step in cutting the cost of space flight. The booster rocket for Thursday's launch carried a supply capsule up to the International Space Station last April, then returned to Earth safely, touching down on a floating landing pad in a remote part of the Atlantic Ocean. When Falcon 9 completes its current mission, SpaceX plans to bring the rocket back for another landing on a barge, leaving open the possibility that it could be used for a third flight in the future. Officials have authorized the release of the body of Kim Jong-nam, the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.